Live, kicking off hour number two of the Monday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, over, I think, 68,000 different posts for you to surf around through. Well, over 1,000 people interacting. Get on there, freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, 1-888-532-4604, or check out their website, freestateproject.org. Remember, the Free State Project is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime.
Yes, indeed. So, with that, we're going to go to a spanking email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We haven't really talked about spanking recently on the show, I don't think. But Jeffrey wanted to relate a little story from his childhood.
Don't you mean beating?
Beating, spanking, I think they're similar, but some people think they're different. Anyway, he says, my parents spanked me, and I never felt abused by them. At school, it was gratuitous and oppressive, and some of the worst pain in my life. Being black, my bruises don't show. I've never once seen a bruise on my body. The teachers would hit me so hard, it felt like my flesh was melting. And in shop class, gym, and any building away from the main building, the spankings were harder and more frequent. You could get a spanking for the smallest thing, and someone got a spanking every day, sometimes the whole class.
Wow.
If you walked in while the bell was ringing in shop class, you were late, and Mr. Purvis and McGuffin would line up boys and spank them like a circus.
Mr. Purvis.
And they were the hardest hitters, except for Mr. Reese, who gave me the hardest lick of my life because I didn't fight. I told him that a boy spat on me, and he spanked us both.
Wow.
But the most humiliating and illegal thing ever done to me in school was in fifth grade science class. Mr. Cowens would spank you if you came to class without a pencil or a pen. I don't remember particularly bad and painful spanking in elementary school, but I know I was afraid of him. He was sitting on the lab table right next to my desk, reading to the class about how superstitions and how some were grounded in fact and some weren't. And I thought it was interesting. But Antonio didn't come to class with a pencil, and he had his hand in my desk trying to steal mine. I grabbed my pencil and held on for dear life, knowing that I'd be in trouble if I interrupted the reading. Did any of you guys have a classroom situation like this while you were growing up?
No. This is horrifying to me. He's such a great writer of the email that he brings you right there. You know, yeah. Antonio's pilfering around on the desk, Mr. Purvis, or whatever the heck his name is reading.
And I can
see it all.
Well, the bottom of my desk puckered and made a loud metal noise. I looked up to Mr. Cowens, and he stared at me for about 10 seconds before he slapped me in the face with the book
that
he was reading from. Then he wouldn't even allow me to explain what happened. I had no idea.
Sure, an explanation after he smacked you in the face with the book? That'd be a terrible idea. You can't let anybody speak after you smack him in the face with the book.
I had no idea that he had broken the law at the time. I thought that if I told my parents, he would say something to them and make them think that I had done something wrong.
Smacked him in the face with the book.
Mr. Cowens also stole my beautiful piece of marble that I found in Kansas sticking out from the crumbling side of a hill. It was so huge I could barely lift it. Translucent brown and naturally polished, I brought it in for show and tell, along with a large piece of quartz that I found, and he confiscated them for his display, telling me that I'd get them back at the end of the year. And I never got them.
Wow.
Right.
That kind of stuff happened. I remember stuff like that happening at my school, where teachers would confiscate something, promise you'd get it back at the end of the year, and you never saw it again. These events faded into history, until I was a 220-pound muscular young man in the post office, and met Mr. Cowens. Now a diminished old man, as he was opening a post office box. I asked him if he was, indeed, Mr. Cowens, and he said yes. I told him that I was in his class way back in the 70s. He smiled at me. I could barely keep from attacking him. Now it's 20 years since I saw him back in the post office, and he's probably dead. I wish I had. If I had told my father, by the way, I now know that he would have beaten the hell out of him and gone to jail. So I just thought that was a pretty touching story,
incredible.
A disturbing story. And I wonder how many... he mentioned that he's a black man.
Yeah.
I wonder if that really increased his amount of spankings that he received.
It would depend on where he was.
You guys want to hear something that talks about how different school was even when I was a kid?
Sure.
Had a knife that I used to bring to school.
Mm-hmm.
Had the knife confiscated from me, which I brought the knife. I didn't get arrested. I wasn't, you know, they didn't have a squad come in and you know, have to evacuate the entire school because I brought a knife, right? Used to bring a knife to school regularly. They confiscated the knife from me. I stole it back. Nothing happened.
Wow.
Well, the teacher tried to take my property from me and was going to keep my property and said I would get it back later. I didn't believe the teacher. I didn't believe her. I took it back. From that point forward, I had actually continued to bring the knife to school. I hid it in the jacket lining, the lining of my jacket.
I brought a knife to school. Probably.
Totally different. You know, no metal detectors. Not a big deal. I mean, it was a tiny little knife. And I just wanted to have it on me. You know, it was my knife. I mean, it's just... That's how different school, I mean, so many things have changed. It's ridiculous. And I don't know, but the interesting thing about this is that, you know, that he didn't, I don't know. What would you guys have fought back?
No.
Fought back after being hit by the teacher?
I would
have.
I mean,
he was in fifth grade. I mean,
it wouldn't matter.
In elementary school. What would you have done?
I don't know. Fought back.
You couldn't
attacked
have done anything.
It wouldn't have mattered. To me, it would not have mattered. I would have attacked that teacher and done whatever could have.
Plus, you would have been raised...
I think you're just outraged by what you're hearing right now.
Well, I am outraged by what I'm hearing, but I remember... let me tell you a little story. In my first grade, I got my first grade teacher fired because she was harassing me and other students, so I lashed out at her verbally in front of the class, and I made it clear. I made sure, and I went around to every student and told every student to tell the administration of the school what they thought of that teacher. That teacher didn't return the next year.
Well, that's good.
I used some very foul language for my age.
Jeffrey,
let's say first grade, there was words that I probably shouldn't have known.
Jeffrey has about a decade or two on you, and so, as you're pointing out, things were different back when he was
even
school.
Even older. And I'm sure that he would probably have to be fear getting just pummeled.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, you have to remember, he was raised in a environment where spanking was the norm, kids were spanked all the time. So him being slapped in the face with a book wasn't necessarily too far removed
from
being
spanked
regularly.
The thing that I find interesting about this is, okay, I had a teacher who was verbally attacking me, so I verbally attacked back. I mean, I used verbal things.
Okay.
If I had had a teacher that was physically assaulting me, I would have... gotten a weapon, maybe.
But,
I don't know.
But you're thinking about it from your perspective today. If you were raised in the school and you were spanked, it would have had to have been the first time you were spanked that you were to have fought back. Because if you didn't fight back the first time, the next time you likely would not have fought back. The next time you likely would not have fought back. And you would have gotten into this rut where you would have just taken the spankings and been all depressed about it.
Well, that didn't apply to the bullies that used to beat on me. I had a kid when I was in first grade who used to, when I was on my way home from the bus, this kid used to grab the back of my hair and slam my head in the seat in front of me. I didn't fight back against that bully, but after that bully moved on, every other bully from then I fought.
Well, that's good.
That's why I had the knife at school.
I understand that. And that's a totally different situation from an authority figure, which was the teachers in these cases. The teachers and the administrators, they're not going to allow you to fight back. I mean, you're talking about being a 30, I don't know, how much do you weigh in elementary school? 45 pounds, 50 pounds, something like that? I mean, being a 50-pound kid to a 150 or 200-pound adult, you're not. It doesn't matter what you do, Johnson.
Well,
you're not going to have
sex. That's illogical. You're not thinking straight because even a 40-pound kid can do damage. Even a 40-pound kid can hurt someone and make you think about it twice. Sure. Or if you have any object that's on the desk, you have a chair, you throw the chair at someone, anything, you can do something, you can bite, whatever is possible, and you can make that person think twice about messing with you again, no matter what your size is.
Or not come back to school, I would imagine what would be the likely outcome to that.
Well, I'm sure something is going to happen, you know, there's going to be administrative action, but I'm sure that's going to bring attention to the situation.
I know Jeffrey is an avid listener to the show, and I'm sure he will get back to us as far as why it was he didn't fight back. I predict it has something to do with the fact that he didn't want to get kicked out of school or make his parents angry at him, as he pointed out. He was concerned,
adults, you know? I mean, these are adults.
I wouldn't, I don't know.
I wouldn't have considered fighting against an adult.
I wouldn't know that I would advocate everyone fight back. I mean, it's certainly interesting.
Nor would I have in elementary school.
I'm just saying I would have because I wouldn't have felt right any other way.
What would you have done if your teacher hit you across the face with a book? 800-259-5791. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, you take control, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female listeners there, dozens of ladies, have sent us their photograph because they listen to the show and they want to prove it. Because in the photos, they are required to hold up some sort of evidence that proves they listen to the show. We call that validating. Usually it manifests itself as a handmade sign that has the show name or perhaps Manwich's name or something like that. Something that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are who you say you are. And if you want to take a look at what I'm talking about, go to freetalklive.com and click on the Shrine of Female Listeners. With that, we go to the phones because we're talking about beatings, in-school beatings, spankings, as some people would call it. Although, in this case, from our emailer, Jeffrey, it was a beating. He was slapped across the face with a book by one of his teachers for basically making a little bit of noise while he was in class. And, of course, it's totally out of line. It's totally outrageous. Johnson, you were suggesting you would have fought back. But then again, you weren't really there, and nor were you really raised in that kind of an environment where spanking was frequently seen by the kids. So with that, we go to the phones to Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good talking with y'all this evening.
Hey, to have you, Walt. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a little story of my own. It wasn't necessarily about something that happened in school, but rather after school, and what changed my 100% point of view on life.
Really?
And it was about a bully. I was probably 9 or 10 years old. We used to live in New Orleans, right in town on Canal Street, and my father ended up buying a place out in Metairie, which is kind of out in the country then, so to speak.
Out in the swampland.
Yeah. Anyway, I went to school, and, of course, I was a new kid. And
You're talking about the school out in the country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was kind of the new kid there, and, you know, this was grade school, and anyway, you know, it rains a lot down there. Well, so I had come home, and this kid on the bus was antagonizing me on the bus all the way home, and, of course, you know, all of his friends were laughing, you know, and, of course, he had friends because he'd been there, and I was a new kid.
Sure.
And anyway, so I ran home, and this kid pushed me down in a big old mud puddle, and my dad just happened to be home that day. I don't remember what the deal was. Maybe he came home early from work or whatever, and he was sitting on the porch with a big cigar and reading his newspaper.
Right.
And he saw the whole thing.
Uh-oh.
And he told me, and of course these kids were antagonizing me, and they said something even about, you know, maybe your dad make you do something. My dad told me, he said, you know what? He said, you better go down there. He said, you better whoop his ass. He said, or I'm going to whoop you. He said, now you can have your choice.
Wow. That's an interesting choice. You either go beat up the kid that just pushed you into the mud puddle.
My books were all dirty. My clothes were all dirty. I was crying.
Right. So your dad threatened you. He said, you either go beat up that kid or I'm going to beat you up myself.
You haven't heard of choice did you make?
Well, it was pretty obvious. I am a career Marine.
Right. You weren't at the time, though.
If you know what I'm saying. In other words, I joined the Marines at 17 to go kill a commie for mommy. And
so you went and beat up the kid that pushed you into the mud puddle.
Yeah, and I didn't become a bully. After that, my dad put his arm around me and took me in the house. And he later signed me up for silver mittens. And later I moved on up to Golden Gloves. And in the Marines, I went into Special Forces Recon and learned all the good stuff, like Yuba Waza and all of this stuff that, you know, where you can kill an attacker.
And now you're a man of death as a result.
Well,
how did it go when you went when you tracked down the kid? I mean, when your dad turned you around and said, "Go beat up the kid."
I didn't have to track him down. He was still standing out there laughing along with his buddies.
What did you do? What was it like? I mean, how did you approach him? Did you just take a shot? Did you say something first?
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
It was kind of like I went down there, and he said, "Well," he said, "I guess you got to fight now." And so I looked at him, and of course I'm a lefty, so he was expecting me to punch him with my right, and I just flat knocked him off his feet with my left hand.
Wow, you caught him off guard.
You know, and when he got up, well, it was quite a while before he ended up getting up, because he ended up walling around, and we both ended up walling around in that mud puddle that I got pushed into, and his buddies wanted to jump in, and my dad put his paper down, took the cigar out of his mouth, and said, "You punks, you just stay out of it."
Yeah, right on.
I know you don't want me in it.
No doubt about that.
My boy is going to whoop his ass.
All right, Walt.
And you're going to get to watch it.
Good story, man. Thanks for it, dude. 800-259-5791.
Now, I know what he's saying. What he's saying to make sense, and this is what it is that if you have been attacked by someone and you're attacked by a bully, especially if it's a group of bullies, you need to, you know, you need to take care of that, the bully. You need to take care of it.
Someone else is going to come and get you again.
Yeah, exactly. They are going to make you their victim forever.
That's true.
I'm not so certain that every time that violence is the answer.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be violence.
Christ! I didn't even get to say. I didn't even follow up.
There are other ways of solving problems.
You guys are like a bunch of turkeys.
There are other ways of solving problems, and I have actually used mental ways of making someone's life miserable where they didn't want to mess with me.
You know, if you're in the face of undeniable force, it's not necessarily a good idea. If you're seven and some 12-year-old on the bus is picking on you and he's significantly larger than you, I don't know if I would say to my son in that particular instance, get out there and fight that kid. But this is how boys very often were told, you know, to handle bullies in the past. I mean, my dad told me a story that was very similar.
The reason why you were told that is because if you were to fight back, even if you were the 7-year-old to the 12-year-old, at least then that guy knows you're going to fight back next time,
right,
and he's less likely to pick on you. Because the bully doesn't want to fight. The bully just wants to bully and pick on somebody and get away with it. Let's talk to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Yeah. I was going to say, first of all, what you were just saying. I don't think that anyone would stand for being hit in the face with a book. Like, honestly.
There are lots and lots of people who do and would. Lots and lots of people.
Well, yeah, in this case, he didn't want to stir it up. He didn't even tell his parents about it because he was so afraid that they would go to the school and then the teacher would make up some garbage about him and then his parents would be angry at him.
Do you think at an elementary school, I mean, you got to figure a fourth grader is 9 and 10.
Right.
I mean, a 10-year-old versus an adult, I would think that, you know, and in a circumstance where these adults regularly beat these children, you know, they spank them at school on a regular basis, these kids,
which I think is sick, by the way. I think that's just sick and twisted. There's no excuse for treating children that way. I mean, it's one thing when it's a bully that's beating up a kid. It's another thing when it's your teacher. I think that's just wrong.
You know, people, parents should be able to decide whether they want to send their kids to schools that corporally punish.
Yes,
my school did. They very rarely used it. This is just so far out of line, I've got no advice for it.
Tim, what else did you have to say?
I was going
to
say also, like, I know from personal experience that there are certain people who won't.
Spit it out, Tim.
Okay, sorry. Forget it.
All right, next time, write it down first. Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. It does. I know how it is. You get nervous when you're on those phones. Come back with more. It's your show. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
I feel so bad.
How so?
About Tim. Tim, who called right before the break, and you know, we kind of rushed him.
Yeah, said, never pay, I didn't sleep with you.
We said, what are you talking about?
He said he was Austrian.
No, you were talking about the email he was reading during the break.
Yeah, you're not even
paying. Oh, I'm sorry.
Tim was the young man
who called.
I thought
that was his name. I thought that was the name of the guy.
No, Tim was the young man who called before the break.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for our emailer, too.
We rushed him into finishing his call, and he was kind of stumbling over himself. And, you know, we love you, Tim. Call back some other time and just try your best to jot your thoughts down before you call in. That way, you maybe have some bullet points, and that'll help you remember what it was that you wanted to say. Because, man, I get that way still, man. If I pick up the phone and I call a talk show, I'll get the heart beating, I'll get the pulse racing, and I feel like I've never been on the radio before. It's a totally unique feeling, and I totally know what it feels like. 800-259-5791. We're talking about capital punishment, beatings in schools. We go to the phones to Corey in Minneapolis. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I have written down my bullet points, so I'm totally ready.
Okay, man. Lay it on us.
So I just want to kind of talk a little bit about fighting, because I've been kind of questioning a couple things, and I've been thinking, should people be allowed to fight? If they consent to fighting each other, let's say, you know, at a bar, maybe they've been drinking or whatever, or mm-hmm. or maybe you're fighting and you plan to fight somebody, you know, even after school or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, why should the law be involved when both people are deciding to fight?
I don't think it should. If both people are consenting to it, law shouldn't be involved.
I'll tell you, the law on this, in some instances when people are fighting, or one could say dueling for that matter, they take a bad situation and make it much worse. You know, if two guys fight, then, you know, they could make up, or they could never see each other again, or whatever. But if the law gets involved, man, they'll go to jail. All kinds of horrible things can happen. I mean, their lives can be affected forever because of this fight.
Well, we already have boxing. We have the Ultimate Fighting Championship. We already have, you know, various different events that people can fight in and both consent to, and the law doesn't get involved in those. You're just talking about a street fight, though, right?
Right. Just talking about that.
Most people aren't ever going to get involved in boxing or anything as organized as boxing or the Ultimate Fighting Challenge. I mean, they should be able to do their little Ultimate Fighting Challenge.
I just kind of think that when people lose, like when the fighter loses, then they go to the law and say, you know, I want to go bust him because I lost, you know.
Could very well be.
Yeah, and I had another question, too, I guess, is that, you know, theft, police, should it be really their business to go look for these stolen items and things like that when people are leaving their materials in their open garage, or they've got a car that's visibly
When's the last time you've known a cop to actually go and actually look and do any sort of investigation when something's been stolen?
Didn't you say, Manwich, the other day on the show that you had a bike stolen when you were a kid?
And, it was a motor scooter.
Yeah, you reported it to the cops, and they basically filed the paperwork and did nothing, and then like you rode over two streets over from you and found it there.
My dad did. My dad found it.
Yeah.
The reason why I bring it up is that it seems like a lot of libertarian principles of, like, you know, not harming someone or theft and these sorts of things, I think still can be solved by people, or they don't need to be, I don't think they should be, the police should be involved in these things, like some woman in Minnesota, she called the police because her plastic deer was damaged. And it found out, yeah, she had the cops come over, and they said, told her that it turned out that the deer were actually attacking her plastic deer, real deer, and were mounting the deer. And so they were, you know, mating season or whatever. Yeah. So
were they letting it play in any reindeer games?
I guess. So that's what our police are doing in Minnesota. So, you know, it's great.
Huh. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they should be busy doing that sort of thing. And I think that if we
we've discussed the idea of private police before.
Well, also I think that not just private police, but just private protection services is a better way to phrase that. Where an insurance company could be the company that you call when your deer have been damaged. You know, if you insure the deer from damage, then you can call the insurer and report the damage, and then they'll investigate it and see if they can
check it. Maybe the insurer might have their own solutions too, like private investigators or whatever, to find out, because they don't want to have it happen again.
Right, and you don't want deer fraud. I mean, you don't want somebody calling in claiming something that's not necessarily true. Thanks for the call, Corey. 800-259-5791. An insurance company would actually have an incentive to be relatively positive that there's no fraud going on in the case of the damaged deer, whereas the police department, well, they're probably just not even going to bother investigating. So, there you go with that. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Dave, what's happening?
Well, not a whole heck of a lot, but I do have an update about the Londonderry property rights rally that we're doing on December 3rd. I guess I should say there is a lot going on, but I've already told you guys most of it over the last couple of weeks.
Right, the UN flag burn coming up. But now what's this property rights rally? What's this all about?
There is a guy, actually a series of families, homeowners in Londonderry, New Hampshire. The state is trying to seize their land. It's for what they call wetlands reclamation or wetlands mitigation, which means they've destroyed supposedly wetlands somewhere else. So they have to make wetlands on somebody's property, basically, or to keep wetlands wet. And so they're buying it up, and they're going to have this wetland because they can't, you know, they're not allowed to have a certain kind of environmental impact somewhere else in the state. So they're trying to take people's land. And we've organized a rally to oppose this.
Oh, that's right. You're going to do this at the airport, right?
That's correct, because the airport's involved in the land seizure indirectly. And the city of, or the town of Londonderry is also indirectly involved in perpetrating this on the citizens. And what's fun is that recently, over the last couple of days, I guess the Londonderry Town Council has discovered that this is happening, and they have started all reading our web forums.
Oh, really?
And they are
somebody clued them in.
And they are trying to deny that they had anything to do with it. They've sent a note, denying that it's their fault, blaming it all on the state. And of course, the property owners will tell you, no, that's not the case. The city was, or the town was very much involved in doing it.
Who's actually sending the notices of eviction or whatever they're called, the notices of eminent domain? Is it the town or is it the state?
No, it's the state. They're the most culpable. I'm not saying the town is more culpable than the state, but they're part of the problem because they petitioned the state to try to get them to do some of the things that they're doing.
I gotcha. So, but now they're backing off. Now they're backpedaling and saying, wait, we're not really involved in this. Don't blame us. We need to be reelected.
Yeah. Well, the fun thing is to know that they're all freaked out about what our little group is doing.
Yeah, your little group of, 10 or 20 activists.
Well, that's probably how many will turn up at the rally.
Right.
They know there's a lot more, involved in one way or another. And it's nice to have that feeling of punching their nerves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very cool, man. So this is happening on the 3rd, right?
That's correct.
All right, that's coming up. Anything else going on up there?
A lot of little things, and a lot of big things that I've already told you about, but there's nothing really new to report since my last call a few days.
Well, things are getting colder, of course, and I would expect, I guess, the political activities to slow down a little bit between the winter months up there in New Hampshire.
Well, legislature comes back into session in I think January, and there is I just talked to the
really guy. in the middle of winter they come back into session.
Exactly. I just talked to the guy who mainly leads gun owners of New Hampshire. He's one of the leaders of gun owners in New Hampshire. He told me there are no bad gun bills coming up this year, and there are several good ones.
Good to know. Always exciting things up there in New Hampshire. Thanks for the update, Dave. 800-259-5791. Always nice to hear what's happening up in the soon-to-be Free State. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-5791. We got an email from somebody that's going to ask us a pretty provocative question. If we were given the opportunity to get out of the U.S. permanently, would we take it?
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRImedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show, 1-800-259-5791. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show, actually last 7 months. Well, the last 6 days are archived, fully archived and described for you. The last 7 months are available there for download at freetalklive.com. Right there on the front page of the site. There is no digging around the site. You don't have to hunt around for the free download link and scroll through a bunch of pop-up banners. You know, it's so simple. You just go and get them. There's no logging in, no membership fee. freetalklive.com. And of course, that's all free. freetalklive.com. All right, so email from Brent. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, "Gentlemen, I was recently having a political discussion with a friend. I asked him if he would allow a group of people to opt out of the United States, laws, taxes, etc. Could they go on to live, could they go live on their own as long as they didn't bother anybody? He said yes, but with several conditions.
Okay.
That they buy the land, that they couldn't travel back into the U.S. or derive any benefit from the U.S. Can't run back to your doctor or dentist, for instance. Nobody in the U.S. would be allowed to trade with them. They couldn't bring
Why?
I don't know. This is just his his friend's parameters. He says they couldn't bring anything with them, nor even wear any clothes. Whether you agree with him is a somewhat interesting question, but a very interesting question is, if you were given this opportunity, would you take it?
To opt out? Well, I think that to some extent that's what the Free State Project is about. I mean, to some extent.
Not really.
It's to create
all.
A libertarian state.
I think the Free State Project wants to opt out of federal programs for sure. But as far as opting out of the country, no.
They don't, not in that respect.
Right.
But I'm saying, to some extent, that's what they want to do. They want to lessen the control of the federal government, it's probably as much as they can, sort of be autonomous. I'm not saying that they want to leave the United States, but
right.
to some extent.
Yeah, I got to say, I wouldn't take that deal. I mean, it's a little ludicrous.
It would depend on who's going.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would want to take that deal because
going with no clothes and
I'd like to be able to bring.
I own that stuff.
Yeah, I'd
it's
like
mine.
To be able to bring my things with me, and also.
How about instead? I have a better option.
Okay.
What were the caveats?
You buy the land, can't travel back into the U.S.,
okay, so
can't derive benefit from
so
the U.S.
So I say I'd buy a huge plot of land for some people. Okay, mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Now keep going. What was the next one?
You can't derive any benefit from the U.S.
Okay, I like that. Keep going.
Nobody would be allowed to trade from the U.S. with this new area.
I think what we should do, and they all have to go naked, right? No clothes?
Right.
I think what we should do that with all the current politicians in Washington. We should take them, strip them down, put them on a plot of land that they now own, and they are no longer allowed to derive any benefit from the United States because of what they've done to it.
You know,
it's kind of like Escape from New York.
Just lock them on an island.
You know, the statement that we get the government we deserve, we would have the same government in place quick as you could. I mean, lickety-split. It might take them 20 years to really get rampant again, really understand how pork programs work, but we'd have that right again because there needs to be a paradigm shift in the American people.
People
have to understand the power of personal responsibility.
Oh, no. I just wanted to do that for pure enjoyment.
Yes, I get
just,
that.
I think it would make
just
a good
for the sake
TV
of imagining
show.
It, right? Just for the sake of imagining dumping all of the politicians onto the same island. It'd be wonderful. I wouldn't take the deal, Brent. I like the whole idea of going to the Free State Project where we're still a part of the United States and we create a liberty-oriented state within the United States, which means once we have the Free State, that means we've got some representatives and some senators that we'll be able to send to the national legislature and have some sort of influence there. I mean, really, two libertarian senators in the Senate could decide certain votes, for instance, and it'd become quite a powerful pair of people that we'd be able to send up to the Senate.
Inside of 15 or 20 years, they could be on in charge of committees. You know, those committee positions are very important.
And hopefully we're all correct in that we think that once we set the good example, once we really set up a free state and people can see that liberty is the answer, that liberty does work, that it does provide the most humane operating environment for people to interact with one another, that more states will start to take up more pro-freedom aspects. But in the event that they don't, which is certainly possible, you know, people have been so totally clueless for so long, maybe they just won't pay any attention to any of the good news coming out of New Hampshire. Who knows? Who knows what the future holds? But I would say that if it seems hopeless that the United States is not going to go back in the direction of liberty and only New Hampshire is the only state that's going in that direction, at that point, I wouldn't have a problem seceding from the Union.
But you'd like to see how it went first.
Yeah, but even this isn't, I mean, even what he's describing here isn't even secession, it's just kind of nuttiness. I mean, even with secession, we'd essentially become our own area, like the new Freeland of New Hampshire or whatever, and I would think that people within the United States would want to trade with us, considering that we'd have no tariffs, for instance. There'd be different reasons why people would want to interact with New Hampshire, so I think it's kind of silly to think that that would be locked out. Although I think we'd get along fine that if it was. I mean, if New Hampshire was, I guess, ostracized from the other 49 states and we weren't allowed to trade with any of them, we'd still have two international borders with which to do trade. We'd have a seacoast, which is the Atlantic Ocean. We'd also have a Canadian border as well. So
and an airport.
Yeah, and so there'd be plenty
of airports, I should
say. There'd be plenty of products that would be able to come in and go out of New Hampshire, and I think we'd be just fine on our own.
I think that's true.
800-259-5791.
Hopefully flying cars. That's
yes.
What I can't wait for.
That
flying
would be nice.
Cars. all you other suckers out there going in your regular cars while we'll be flying around because flying cars exist.
By the way, one of our emailers has a quick idea for how to bring down the FCC. He says we could basically spam them with thousands of complaints which lead to nothing, making it impossible for them to find the valid complaints, like the ones, the thousands of them that they get from the Parents Television Council. And he says obviously you'd need a network of people formulating the fake complaints, but you could facilitate it via a free website form like the Association of Obese Women does. More coming back. It is Free Talk Live. Take control. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can sneak a call in, though, 800-259-5791, and you can talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with
Ann Johnson
and Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, bulletin board system, live streaming, and more, all for free. Although we do ask for voluntary support from you. It's up to you, though, to join the Amplifier program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, get all the details about it. We're well over 9% of the way to our goal. And when we reach our goal, we are going to cut back on the commercial time on the show. We'll literally slice off 4 minutes an hour of commercial time once we reach our goal. In fact, just to prove that we're serious, when we reach 50% of our goal, we'll take 2 minutes of those 4 minutes out right then. That's right. Just slice the 2 minutes out, replace it with showtime.
And become an amplifier, and you get access to a special amplifier board that we have, and you also get access to the classic Free Talk Live episodes that we release every $25 in the...
That's right. We're re-releasing the very first season of Free Talk Live from 3 years ago, but it's only being released to the amplifiers. And to be an amplifier, all it takes is $3 a month. So if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live and you want to show some support for it, being a Free Talk Live amplifier is the best way to do that. And you just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get all the details there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we ended the last segment with an email from Andreas, and it was an interesting suggestion. He was saying that we could fight back against the PTC, the Parents Television Council. This is a group that sends thousands of complaints to the FCC. For instance, in the month of July this year, they got something like 27,000 complaints. And of those 27,000, 99.44% were actually from the Parents Television Council. And they have a little web form set up, and all of these, as he puts it, obese women, and that's actually a reference to what somebody on the show last week said, but it's a bunch of busybodies. It's a bunch of busybodies that want to control what it is that you can watch and listen to. And so when they come across something that they're offended by, they send out a message to their thousands of subscribers, and they tell their subscribers to go ahead and send use their web form, like kind of like downsizedc.org, and send off a complaint to the FCC. So the complaints are totally impersonal. They're all generated by an internet form.
Right.
And what Andreas is saying is to create our own competing form. Create a competing web form for people to come to and fill out and just spam the FCC with garbage complaints. Doesn't even have to be about a real radio station. Just, you know, make up some call letters that don't exist and claim you heard something offensive on that station on a certain day and a certain time, and make it so the FCC has to waste a bunch of time delving through all of these fake complaints, basically.
I can see how that it would...
Not a bad idea.
I can see how it would make the FCC ineffectual and the PTC, the Parents Television Council, ineffectual, but... you'd have to keep the sort of momentum going. You know, if you were made them ineffectual for a couple of months, well, the FCC's pretty ineffectual already. I mean, pretty darn ineffectual.
Oh, yeah.
Having been the general manager of a radio station, I know this to be true.
And somebody would, whoever was behind this idea, and I do think it's a good idea, whoever was to get behind this and create this would also have to be pretty technologically adept, because if the FCC, you know, realized that all these were coming from the same place, they might be able to put a block on there, so you might have to kind of change the way you do it from time to time, that way they couldn't.
Well, they haven't blocked out the Parents Television Council.
Obviously not.
Well, they wouldn't want to block them out.
Well,
right.
And then you could make the demand that if you're going to block out our website, then you need to block them out if you're going to block out automated things.
Well, that's presuming you would know that they have blocked your site. I think that whoever's creating this idea, if someone does it, would have to presume that they were blocking you and take, I think, action to protect them from doing that sort of thing.
No, I mean the Open Freedom of Information Act, man.
It's an interesting idea, and we like ideas here on Free Talk Live. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And man, we'll
see you tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern. Join us then and online at freetalklive.com. See you.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...